Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Alright, so we're reading about a very sad story right now. It's about a boy that's in love with his teacher's daughter.
To win her love, he needs to find her a red rose, which is very hard to be because it is winter.
That's right, not a lot of red roses in winter. So a nightingale, which is a bird, listens to this boy's problem, and she decides to help him.
Sadly, the only way she can do this is to pierce her heart on a tree's thorn.
Now, we know this isn't great. This is going to probably make the bird die, which is really sad. And the only way her blood will turn the rose red. But it's red with her blood, right?
Okay.
So she's going to die.
Okay, and before she died, before she pressed her heart to the thorn, she sings one last song.
Mm.
Okay, but because the boy doesn't understand the nightingale, he doesn't notice how emotional the song is.
Right, all the trees do, but not the boy. So, let's find out what happens next, after the nightingale sings her song.
Reading. The Nightingale and the Rose. That night, the nightingale goes to the rose tree and pierces her breast with the thorn. She sings her most beautiful song, a love song. She sings all night, and a rose begins to blossom. She presses against the thorn until it pierces through her heart. She feels pain, and her voice becomes weaker as the rose becomes redder with her blood. She dies with the beautiful red rose against her chest. The next morning, the student sees the lovely rose under his window. He picks it and is walking on air as he brings it to the girl he loves. Yet, when she sees it, she says that it won't go with her dress. Besides, she tells him, Chamberlain's nephew bought me real jewels. And everyone knows jewels cost more than flowers. The student is mad and throws the rose into the gutter, where it is crushed by the wheel of a cart. He decides love is silly and that his time is better spent on books.
Okay, so the last day of our article begins by saying, that night, the nightingale goes to the rose tree and pierces her breast with the thorn.
I knew this was going to happen, but I'm still sad anyway.
It's hard not to be sad, especially because the article says she sings her most beautiful song, a love song.
Okay, but does it work though? What happens?
Okay, well, the article tells us she sings all night. Remember, she has to sing in the moonlight. And a rose begins to blossom. Now, here we see the verb blossom. It's spelled B-L-O-S-S-O-M, blossom. And it means to produce or grow flowers. Let's use it in a sentence. Spring is my favorite time of year because that's when beautiful flowers blossom.
Blossom 呢，这个字呢，它可以当作名词哦，就表示呢花朵或者是开花期。那在我们课文里面呢，我们是使用动词哦，就是开花这个动作。例如呢，我最喜欢的季节呢就是春天了，因为呢所有美丽的花朵儿都开花了。那呢这个动词呢也可以引申为兴旺哦，生意很好的意思。举个例子呢 ，His career began to blossom， 他的事业呢开花结果，就表示呢开始兴旺起来，生意呢渐渐的变好喽。
Now finally, she knows she needs her blood to turn the rose red. The article says she presses against the thorn until it pierces through her heart.
OK， 还记得我们昨天讲的吗？帮大家复习一下哦。这个动词呢 ，pierce 就是要穿刺的意思，就是呢，课文里面就讲说呢，他现在呢就是要让这个尖刺哦，这个 thorn 呢来刺穿他的心脏。I guess only the blood from her heart will work.
I think you're right, Sam. The article continues by saying she feels pain and her voice becomes weaker as the rose becomes redder with her blood.
OK， 我们看到呢这个句子里面呢用了好多好多的比较级的这个形容词哦。Become 呢这个动词就是成为哦。所以呢我们 become 加上比较级呢我们中文就可以翻译为越来越怎么样变得怎么样。Weaker, become weaker 就表示呢变得越来越弱。Become redder, 变得呢越来越红。那我们句子中间呢我们用 as 连接 as， 这个 as 呢我们翻译为当哦，就是 when 的意思。那整个句子呢就是呢夜莺的声音变得越来越弱了，当这个玫瑰变得越来越红。 OK， 那怎么变红呢？ with her blood， 因为呢她的血哦，所以呢让这个花可以来染色来变红。
Then the saddest part. The article says she dies with the beautiful red rose against her chest.Now, the noun chest here is spelled C-H-E-S-T, chest, and it's the upper front part of one's body, between the neck and the stomach. For example, we might say, I can see the boy's chest moving with his breath, so he's still alive.
OK, chest 呢就是胸部哦，胸部在哪里呢？它就在你的脖子 neck 和你的肚子，也就是 stomach 中间哦，这段呢我们就叫做 chest， 你的胸部。例句就是说呢，我可以看到呢这个男孩的胸部还有在动，他还活着还没有死掉。那呢为什么会动呢？ With his breath， 因为呢他在呼吸，所以呢胸部会上下起伏。
Now, what's going to happen to the student? Let's find out from the article, which says, The next morning, the student sees the lovely rose under his window.
Oh, I hope he does the right thing and that he really loves this girl.
I know, me too. So the article says, he picks it and is walking on air as he brings it to the girl he loves.Now, we see the phrase walk on air here, which is today's shortcut for you. Let's take a quick break to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
You look happy, Vina.
I always look happy.
Well, happier than usual. What's up?
I just got asked out on a date by the best-looking guy in school.
I didn't ask you out.
Not you! You're so ugly, you can't look at a mirror without breaking it.
Well, anyway, congratulations! You must be walking on air.
No, just the ground.
If we say someone is walking on air, we mean they are really happy. So happy...It's like they could fly.
Now I understand. Walking on air means 兴高采烈，欢天喜地。You're right. I'm walking on air. Na 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 na.
Okay, walk on air, 走在空气上呢，就好像我们中文说的，漫步在云端。你呢就可以想象心情呢是非常轻松愉悦的。我们中文呢就形容这个人是得意洋洋的。
Uh-oh, we know the boy is in love, but I think something bad's about to happen. It's still a story. So the article says, yet when she sees it, she is the girl, she says that it won't go with her dress.
What?
Mm-hmm. Now, the phrase go with means that something seems good, natural, or nice looking when combined with something else.For example, do these shoes go with this jacket? I want them to match.
OK, 刚刚这个句子呢，你一定呢常常听到女生在说，不管是你的妈妈、姐姐或是女朋友，一定很常讲。Go with 呢，就是呢我们中文口语呢，我们会说这个有搭吗？有没有搭？例如呢，例句就在问说什么呢？这双鞋子呢跟这个夹克有搭吗？是不是合适？是有没有相称哦？放在一起呢，是不是很好看、很协调？我希望呢他们 match match 这个字呢就表示和什么东西相配哦。那如果很配呢我们就可以说 go with
Okay, so first this girl wanted a red rose, but now the red doesn't match the color of her dress. I think this is crazy. But,
super crazy.
That's not even all of it. Next, the article says, besides, she tells him, Chamberlain's nephew bought me real jewels, and everyone knows jewels cost more than flowers. Oh, dear.
That's bad.
Okay, so let's talk about this sentence a bit. There's a couple words in here. The noun nephew is spelled N-E-P-H-E-W, nephew, and a nephew is the son of someone's brother or sister. So if my sister had a baby and it was a boy, that would be my nephew. For example, we could say, my sister just had a baby boy. She called my nephew Jasper.
OK, 我们中文呢有很多称呼，例如那个侄子外甥哦，比方说你表姐、你姐姐或是你哥哥生的小朋友。那呢我们英文呢通通呢侄子外甥这些我们都可以叫做 nephew。这个字的音发音呢就好像呢你做一个很辛苦的工作，你会擦你头上的汗，咻这样松了一口气，就是这个声音呢。所以呢 nephew。例句呢就是说呢我姐姐生了一个小男孩，一个 baby boy, 一个小男孩。这个呢小男孩就会是我的侄子哦，那呢他把他取名为什么呢 ?Jasper。
Okay, then we saw the noun jewel, which is spelled J-E-W-E-L, jewel. And a jewel is a hard, colored, valuable stone, which has been cut in a way that makes it look very shiny. For example, my favorite necklace has 3 tiny red jewels on it.
OK, jewel 这个字呢我们中文就翻译为宝石哦。那呢这个字呢你也可以代换成另外一个字，我们说 gem, G-E-M, 也是一样意思。那呢这些宝石是像什么呢，像是比方说 ruby, 红宝石，或是 sapphire, 蓝宝石，这些宝石呢都可以叫做 jewel。那呢我最喜欢的项链呢上面有3个小小的红色的宝石，这是刚刚例句说到的。那呢你可能看到另外一个长得很像的字哦，更常看到这个字叫做 jewelry。这个字呢其实呢我们中文是指珠宝或是首饰 accessory。There could be jewels on a jewelry。在珠宝上面呢可能会有宝石哦。Jewel 是宝石， jewelry 呢是这个宝石做出来的这个珠宝哦。这个呢就是这两个字的差异咯。So, she doesn't want a flower because somebody else gave her jewels. What a terrible girl.
I agree with you, Sam. She only cares about money. So, let's find out what happens to the student. The article says, the student is mad and throws the rose into the gutter where it is crushed by the wheel of a cart.And there's a lot of words in this sentence. Let's take a look. It says here that the student throws the rose into a gutter. Now, this word can be really hard to explain in English, so I'm going to ask Sam to help me out with it.
Okay. Gutter 呢这个字呢我们中文就是讲水沟的意思啦，路边的水沟哦。现在呢都有水沟盖，所以呢你可能不太会开到那个水沟里面，但是呢以前他们是没有水沟盖的，所以呢这个男孩呢轻轻松松就把这个红色的玫瑰丢进水沟里了。我们造一个例句哦， The coin fell into the gutter， 这个事情呢一定很常发生哦，硬币掉到水沟里。另外还很常发生就是你的钥匙呢也会很常掉到水沟里。
Okay, thanks Sam, but that's not all. It says the rose gets crushed while it's in the gutter. That doesn't sound good either. What is crush?
OK, 还记不记得呢课文第一天我们就讨论到这个字了 crush, have a crush on someone、表示呢你偷偷暗恋谁哦，喜欢他，但是呢这边 crush 当作动词就是很不一样的意思咯，它表示呢被摧毁了，被碾碎了，可不是暗恋咯。 OK, I dropped the box and a car crushed it、我把盒子弄掉了，然后呢这个车子怎么样开过去呢，把它碾爆了，这个碾爆了碾碎了我们就可以说 crush。 那当然呢如果是被车碾过去这个状况呢，你也可以用另外一个，你可以说呢 run over 也是能碾过去的意思。
Okay, that's awful. So now the red rose that the nightingale died to make is destroyed. In fact, it says it was crushed by a wheel. Wheel is a noun and it's spelled W-H-E-E-L, wheel.And it's a round object that turns or moves around to help a vehicle or something similar move. For example, when I was young, I needed 4 wheels on my bike, But now I only need two.
Okay, wheel 呢这个字呢就是轮子的意思。这个轮子是什么样的轮子呢？比方说像刚刚 Aaron 解释的，像说像是 vehicle 指就是车辆了，或者是呢我们骑的脚踏车 bike， 这些呢东西上面都有这个圆圆的轮子。轮子呢英文我们就说 wheel。那例句呢就是说小时候学脚踏车需要四个轮子，因为呢要加上辅助轮了，现在呢我只要两个就好。 OK， I'd laugh at you hard if you still need four wheels now.
That's fair. I don't, but that's fair. OK, however, they didn't have vehicles back then like we do, cars and trucks and stuff like that. So it said it got crushed by the wheel of a cart. OK, in the end, things don't look very good for the student.The article says, he decides love is silly and that his time is better spent on books.
So it sounds like the nightingale died for nothing.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it's not easy to learn about love from books either. The student didn't learn a very good lesson here. How's he ever going to learn to love people if he doesn't try?
That's true. 中文呢我们说尽信书不如无书哦。You gotta try.
Oh dear. Well, that's all the time we've got for our Nightingale and the Rose story. Stay tuned for our For You Chat coming up next.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back. We're going to do our For You Chat question. Another really interesting question here. Would you rather learn something from a book or from an experience? Please discuss. What about you, Sam?
Okay, I think you have to do...Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't go everywhere you want、mm-hmm. because of time, the space, the money.
Right.
So, in this case, you have to read a book to know, like, get the knowledge. But if、mm-hmm. you have the chance to experience, I think it's、way easier for you to get into the situation to learn what's actually happening.
Right. Now, I agree with you, but I think there are some things that you can't learn from books at、all.
Really?
Like we talked about in the story, I don't think you can learn love from a book.
Oh, really? But I read a lot, like,、you know, novels.
Mm-hmm. I think you can learn about love.
Okay.
But I don't think you can learn what love is for you personally from a book.
How about if I watch a lot of, like,、Korean drama?
Well, the people on those dramas have learned all about love. But do you know about love or do you know about Korean dramas?
Okay.
All right. Well, I agree with you. I think both are important. There's a lot of knowledge out there, a lot of things to learn, and you can't learn everything from experience. You'd die before you finished, right?
Yes.
But I think there are some things that's really important to learn from experiences, like love and honesty. As kids, we all practice lying.
Yes.
I know you do it. You probably shouldn't, but we all do it. And then we learn our lessons from that.
Yes.
So that's really important. We learn that we're not supposed to do that through experience. You can read about it in books, but you don't get the real emotion from the book.
Yeah, because in books, you never get punished.
Exactly. All right. Well, what do you guys think? Would you rather learn something from a book or from an experience? Talk about it with your friends and classmates. Tell your teacher what you learned in this lesson. But that's all the time we have for now. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Nightingale and the Rose. That night...The nightingale goes to the rose tree and pierces her breast with the thorn. She sings her most beautiful song, a love song. She sings all night, and a rose begins to blossom. She presses against the thorn until it pierces through her heart. She feels pain, and her voice becomes weaker as the rose becomes redder with her blood.She dies with the beautiful red rose against her chest. The next morning, the student sees the lovely rose under his window. He picks it and is walking on air as he brings it to the girl he loves. Yet, When she sees it, she says that it won't go with her dress. Besides, she tells him, Chamberlain's nephew bought me real jewels, and everyone knows jewels cost more than flowers. The student is mad and throws the rose into the gutter, where it is crushed by the wheel of a cart. He decides love is silly, and that his time is better spent on books.
Vocabulary Review.
Blossom. It's such a nice day to go out and see all the flowers blossoming. Chest. The nervous boy could feel his heart beating in his chest. Nephew. I'm excited to see my little nephew when I visit my sister this weekend. Jewel. The necklace with the blue jewels is Hannah's favorite. Wheel. Young children's bikes often have an extra set of wheels to keep them from falling over.